Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
July 25th, 2006, the Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, Iceland photo adventure. Well, welcome back for another show. I have something pretty exciting to talk about today, at least exciting for me, because in just a few days, I'm going to Iceland. That's right. This is a great time of year to go to Iceland. The days are very long, 22 hours to be exact, of daylight. The sun is almost horizontal the entire time. The pristine Icelandic landscape is just a thing to behold. The people are very interesting to photograph, and I'm going to have, I think, a really great time. Now, the reason why I'm going is that this is part of the Adobe Lightroom Photoshop Adventure 2006 Destination Iceland. And what we're going to do is... There's going to be about 15 photographers that are in this group. We're all going to load up Lightroom on our laptops. And now that Lightroom is available in both Mac and Windows versions, so everyone can take a version of Lightroom with them. And we're going to be working these very long days. We're going to be recording images. We're going to try to capture the best that we can, so that we don't have to do a lot of post-production. We're going to upload these images into Lightroom. We're going to process them in Lightroom, and we're going to output them in Lightroom. It's very exciting. So there's sort of an adventure within an adventure here, being that, the first adventure is going to Iceland and trying to get the best shots that we can, working these very long days in these unusual conditions. And the second adventure within that adventure is using a brand new technology, Adobe Lightroom, in the field and seeing how far we can go with all of this. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about it today. And I actually even have some folks that are going to be joining me on the adventure. We all got together in San Francisco just a few days ago, and after we compared notes and had a bite to eat, I interviewed them, and I have that interview for you in just a few minutes. So before I get into all of that good stuff, and I have a fair amount to talk about there, although I won't go any longer today than I normally do, I do want to cover just a few things. The first one, this month's photo assignment, just to remind you, is heat. So make sure you get it turned in by the end of the month. I want to see any interesting, creative approach that you have to conveying the meaning of heat, the feeling of heat, to feel the radiation on your face, kind of heat. Tackle this with gusto. And since it's about 100 degrees everywhere in the U.S. right now, those of you in the States should not have any problem with inspiration. Or perspiration, for that matter. It's hot. It's hot everywhere. And I don't know, how are you guys doing over there in Europe? I haven't checked the weather over there lately, but if you've got this part of this high-pressure action that we have here, you're probably pretty toasty too. And in fact, I'm not totally brokenhearted about going to Iceland at the end of the week. I might be cold there, but at least it'll be a change of pace. So anyway, I digress, but you can tell. I mean, right now, when I do the podcast, I got to turn off the fans and, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just sitting here thinking, my, it's warm. So get your photo in. Please, please, please get in by the end of the month. Let's have a good showing. We haven't had a regular photo assignment for a little bit because we are working on the Photo Magico Slideshow Showcase. And by the way, thanks to our sponsors, Boink Software, B-O-I-N-X, for continuing to support this podcast even after the showcase. They just really think that this virtual camera club we have here is worthwhile, and they're helping keep the bills paid, the lights on, and the ISP Happy. So thanks to Blink Software. But anyway, get your photo assignment in. And also, while you're at it, you got a few grab shots there, send those in too. Let's get all these reader-submitted photos as part of our virtual camera club online where people can look at them. They don't do you any good there on your hard drive. They do us a lot more good on the website where everyone can see them. Okay, back to Iceland. First, I'm going to give you a URL here, and I'll put it in the show notes too. And by the way, if you don't regularly go to the show notes for the each podcast, I recommend that you do because I usually put some good info there. And they're at www.thedigitalstory.com. And all you have to do is just click on that big show notes button up there at the top, and it'll take you to all of the show notes, including this show. But the site that I want to point you to right now is http://digitalmedia.O'Reilly, and that's OReilly.com/adventure. And the reason why I gave you that URL, and again, it's in the show notes too, is because that's our landing page for the Photoshop Lightroom adventure. And that's where everyone's going to be posting stuff. And I have stuff up there already and lots of good information. And it's really worth taking a look at. Now, one of the things, while I'm in Iceland and when I have bandwidth, I'm going to be uploading stuff to The Digital Story, and including links to interesting stuff on the Digital Media O'Reilly site too. So if you don't feel like messing with that, you can just hang out at The Digital Story, and I'll get you everything you need to know and point you in the right direction. Now, the reason why I think this would be interesting to you is because as I've been preparing for this trip, there's lots of stuff that you have to do that's a lot different than just taking a leisurely afternoon stroll downtown to do some street shooting. So I'm going to talk about some of the preparation for traveling, and especially if you're going to foreign destinations, and you might want to add some of this stuff to your checklist. Now, also, when I do the interview that I'm going to run here in a few minutes of some of my fellow photographers, they give you some good tips too, so I'm going to augment that right up front with a few of my own. The first thing that I think you have to think about is power. First of all, do they use, if you're going to Europe, they're going to use different sockets, electrical sockets, than we have here in the States. So you have to think about both adapter and converter. Okay, now for your computer gear and for most of your camera chargers and so forth, if you look at the specs on the back of them, and you see that they go up to 220 or 240 volts, then you're probably fine. You only need an adapter for the plug so that if you're in a 220 environment, you don't blow out your equipment. And for instance, my Mac takes both, both voltages and as well as most of my chargers. So I'm looking mainly at adapters. However, I am going to bring a converter too, if just in case I stumble, run into something that I have with me that only is a 110 voltage, and I want to make sure that it's safe over there in Iceland, so I'll bring that too. So first, you want to look at your power setup, make sure you have the right adapters, and check your stuff out and see if you need to bring a converter or not. The next thing to think about, I think, is money. Make sure that you can use your ATM cards where you're going. That's the easiest way a lot of times to get your money exchanged. You just go up to a regular bank that has an ATM that takes the type of card that you have, which most banks do these days. And magically, money from that country comes out the slot, exchanged at whatever the current going rate is. It's a very easy way to go. Now, one thing that one of the photographers talked about in the interview was that she said that in Iceland that you can only have 4-digit PIN numbers. So that if, and she learned this the hard way, And she had a 6-digit PIN number here in the States, and then she couldn't use her ATM card in Iceland. So, you know, one of the things that I have on my list to do actually for tomorrow is to go to the bank and get my PIN changed to a 4-digit PIN code so that I can use that in Iceland. So that's one of those little wild things you never would know unless you did a little bit of research. The other thing, too, is make sure that you have gear to protect your gear. In other words, Ziploc bags, waterproof ponchos, windbreakers that fold up, stuff to keep your feet dry, all that kind of stuff, because weather changes quickly and you just can't run into the house and get a change of clothes and so forth. You have to be ready for whatever may come. So I always like to talk about layers, and so that you have layers that you can easily take on and off as you're out and about, and make sure that you have some waterproof stuff mixed in there. Now, in terms of chargers, battery chargers and cords and stuff, what I really like to do is group my items together, so I have to take as few chargers and as few cords as possible. So if I have a charger that will work for a couple cameras, then I'm, you know, more inclined to take those two cameras than a couple cameras that require separate chargers. Same thing with cords. You know, if I can use a similar cord for my audio recorder as with my memory card reader, then, you know, I want to take those two and only take one cord. Unless I'm thinking about backup or something. So really look at how you can group things to really compact stuff down. Now, just like packing your clothes suitcase, you can go too far with your camera bag too. And a lot of times people who don't travel a lot take too many clothes. And sometimes photographers who don't travel a lot take too much gear. You really only need your few, you know, your three or so go-to lenses and a few accessories. Try to take a tripod if you can, a compact, you know, not your gigano one, but a nice sturdy one that will fit in your suitcase and so forth. Now, the other thing, speaking of suitcase, do not put anything in your suitcase that's a lens or a camera or anything like that, because it's just too risky. So another good reason for packing light is so that you can take everything that's valuable with you on the plane and only check your clothes and the stuff that isn't as valuable. Now, one of the things that you can look into, especially if you're here in the States, are what we call TSA-approved locks. And these allow you to lock your baggage, which, you know, after 9/11, we haven't been able to do with just regular locks because they'll just cut them off. But what's cool about these TSA-approved locks is that the TSA, the security officials, have their combo locks, but the security officials have keys to them. And so that if they do need to be inspected, then they can open them up. But then everyone else doesn't have keys to them, and they serve as regular luggage locks, which is really nice. And this really comes into play if your baggage gets lost and people have time to go through the contents of your suitcase. So this is a time when you do want to have your stuff locked up. Now, the other cool thing about these TSA-approved locks is that if someone does use a key to open them up, there's an indicator on them that changes colors so that you know if someone has opened up your luggage and looked inside. And that's a pretty handy thing. Another thing I want to mention has to do with communications, particularly cell phone communications. Most other places in the world use GSM networks also. In the U.S., we have both GSM networks and then the more traditional type of phone network. And if you have a GSM phone, then what you can do is when you travel to Europe or really anywhere, then you can buy a phone card locally. Let's say, you know, right there in the airport as you get off the plane, pull out your existing SIM card, your smart card that's in your phone, put in the local one, and you buy, you know, however many minutes you know, for X amount of dollars. And then you don't have roaming charges and you have a local phone number. So that's really handy when you're traveling on the road and you still want to use your cell phone. Speaking of GSM phones, I think the most handy ones to have when you're traveling outside the U.S. are the tri-band phones or the quad-band phones, because they have additional frequencies such as 900, 1800, 1900 frequencies. So that allows you to connect to just about any network that you may run into. The phone that I've been using recently is a Sony Ericsson phone, the W810i, so-called Walkman phone, and it's a quad band. So it also has, in addition to those three, it has the 850 frequency, which is nice because Singular uses that in a lot of places here in the U.S. So the nice thing is I can go just about anywhere in the world, get a phone card locally, and have phone service, decent phone service, while I'm on the road. Okay, so much for my tips. Now, what I have for you, this is kind of a treat. The San Francisco contingency of the Iceland Adventure Team, we met at Zuni Cafe just a couple nights ago, and there were five of us all together. We had a great time, and it was really helpful for me to get, you know, my head into this trip. And one of the people that was part of the contingency has been to Iceland, and actually has family in Iceland, so she had some great tips. And so then afterwards, after we had a bite to eat and everything, we all stepped outside, and I have a short interview where I get to introduce you to some of these people. You're going to be seeing their shots if you come on to the site during the Iceland adventure and afterwards. And I thought you'd like to hear a little bit about what's on these photographer minds as they get ready to go on a big adventure. So I'm going to turn it over to them, and then I'll be back to wrap up in just a few minutes. Okay, so I have basically the San Francisco contingency here, the Northern California of the Lightroom Adventure, and we had dinner tonight as we try to figure out what the heck we're going to do once we get off the plane in Iceland. And we each kind of shared some tips, and one of the things that I realized is that I have to get big boots before I go to Iceland, or I'm going to have wet feet. And of course, when you're as tall as I am, carrying boots is no small matter, so I'll have to get some big boots. But anyway, so I have some photography, and I'm going to start out with Addie, who actually spent some time in Iceland and has some really great tips for us. So how you doing, Addie?
I'm doing good, thanks. So my name's Addie Roth. I work for Adobe Systems. I'm a marketing manager there in our digital imaging group, and I'm just very fortunate to be able to go on this trip with this team. My family actually lives in Iceland, and I was born there. I'm actually still an Icelandic citizen, believe it or not. So, but I do pay taxes. So, but so we were sort of thinking about all the things that we needed to do to get ready for this trip. And so I kind of went through my list of things you got to remember when you go to Iceland. And so I'm going to get my little list here because I wrote it down. Rain gear. Yeah, it's been raining the last few weeks. It's been kind of gray and cloudy. So I told everybody that they really needed to make sure that they had, you know, sort of a light outer layer where they could keep themselves dry and warm. I don't know if you need rubber boots necessarily, but you kind of want waterproof hiking shoes.
Thank goodness, because those boots take up a lot of space in my suitcase.
I don't know if y'all need to bring Wellingtons. You know, that's probably not necessary. So bring your parkas, bring layers, bring your fleece sweaters and what have you. Bring sunglasses. It's very bright when it is sunny out. The big pain that I ran into the last few times I was in Europe, I was telling the group, is that I had a 6-digit PIN number for my ATM card. So for those of you who have larger than 4 digits in your PIN number, change them because you won't be able to get money out of the bank. And that truly is a large pain in the you know what. And probably the most important thing is when you get into Iceland and you're at the duty free, make sure you maximize your alcohol purchase. So make sure you buy, you know, the allotted amount of beer, which I think is 2 6-packs and a bottle of wine, depending on what you drink. So those are my sort of non-related to photography tips.
By the way, that was the tip of the night for me, and I'm so happy that I had this conversation with Addie. Although the PIN number is a pretty good tip, too. So we're talking with Martin, and Martin's trying to get his head around Lightroom itself. He's been trying to, you know, practice what he preaches and use it before he goes on the trip. How's that going, Martin?
So far, it's going really well. I shoot a lot of adventure and travel stories, so being able to kind of lay it out and go through all the images quickly is something I'm finding I'm really liking so far. Certainly some workflow challenges at the moment, but I think that's I've only used it on two assignments thus far, and so I'm excited to work out those bugs with people that know more, a lot more than I do on this. But my goal is to not use any other softwares while I'm there and just really focus on Lightroom and make it a workflow. I've heard a lot of the potential that it has and am really excited to see how it fits into my workflow and how I can make it be a better part of my workflow.
And where can we see your shots?
My shots can be seen at martinsundberg.com, SUNDBERG.com.
Well, this is very important stuff. We got to know who's going. Yeah. Yeah. And so, Richard, how are you doing? And Richard was saying that, you know, right now he's he's our lead Windows guy on the trip and just loaded up Lightroom onto his Windows machine.
Well, I've loaded it onto my laptop where I am attempting to, and the PC, my desktop, it's been running great, and I am very, very interested, also like Martin, to see what tips and what sort of workflow tricks people have used already and are working with, because I can see it's got a huge amount of promise, and I'm very excited to be able to integrate it into my workflow in a real situation.
That's right, and we were talking about lenses too, and I should have asked Martin about this, but you know, what are your favorite lenses? What are you going to be leaning on a lot while you're on the trip?
I'm going to be, I think, in Iceland with the Vistas, I will be leaning on the wide zoom lens, and I will probably also be leaning on some of the fast lenses for anything indoors. So 50, 51.4 and 100 f2, and then my wide zoom. So I'm excited.
Yeah, Richard shoots a lot of portraiture, right? Isn't that your main photography? And where can we see your stuff?
I'm glad you asked. At morgenstein.com, MORGENSTEIN.
Excellent. And so now this time we're going to start right out with where we can find your stuff and tell us a little bit about you, and then I'm going to ask you for a tip.
Okay. Angela Drury, I'm with Adobe Systems. I'm actually new with Adobe, being from Macromedia for 6 years, so I am doubly thrilled, more thrilled than you could believe, to be involved in this, just being new to Adobe, and also being a longtime Photoshop user and also a heavy-duty Camera Raw user. I'm not a commercial photographer. I'm a fine art photographer. I really feel like I push the limits of Camera Raw to enhance my images. For me, it's not necessarily about the workflow. It's about the visual look and feel that I can get from Camera Raw. So I'm really curious to see how I'm going to be able to translate that into Lightroom. First off, I'm a PC user, so I'm a latecomer to Lightroom. So initially, in using it for the last couple of weeks, I can see the workflow is tremendous. But for me, what's going to be really key is being able to push the visual elements, which I haven't been able to quite figure out yet, but it's just a matter of time. And so that's what's going to be thrilling for me.
So you're also doubly thrilled because you actually survived the transition from Macromedia to Adobe, right?
Yes, I did. And I have to say, based on the fact that I'm going on this trip, I survived it with flying colors.
I would agree with that. What sort of fine art subjects do you shoot?
Well, I do a lot of botanical work. I do a lot of travel. I mean, I'm not a professional photographer again, but I've traveled all over the world from my years with Macromedia. So for me, not only is it about my job and what I'm doing for Macromedia, but it's all about getting out there after work and shooting whatever I can. So I've shot all over the place. It all has a fine art aspect to it. Landscapes, people, I shoot anything.
Fabulous, fabulous. And is there a place where we can see your shots?
AngelaDrury.com, DRURY.
I love it. Hey, Martin, I didn't ask, you know, Martin shoots lifestyle adventure photography. So, you know, what kind of lens? You said that you really rely on three lenses and in your basic kit. So what are you shooting with these days, and what will you be taking to Iceland?
Well, for me, having a small kit seems to benefit me to be able to get places where I may not have an assistant and have to go on my own. So oftentimes it's what I can fit into a backpack, and very oftentimes it's one camera, one lens, and I'll depend on something small like the 5D with a small F4 zoom lens where I can put it in a backpack and get to where I need to be. Kind of a Galen Rowell philosophy, and small, fast and light, and you know, get somewhere where somebody else won't get. But I'll be bringing a 3 zoom kit, which will take me from 16 millimeter to 200 millimeter. And that's, I find anything more, it's, there certainly gives you creative options, but it can kind of get in the way as well. So I am a less is more type photographer.
Fabulous. Well, thanks all of you for your tips, and look forward to seeing you as we get off the plane in Reykjavik. So talk to you then.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, that was terrific, and you can tell right now that they're a great group, and this is only part of the group. Many more of us are going to hook up once we actually get in Iceland, but I thought I'd just give you a little taste of what's to come. So that's going to do it for this week. I'm going to be getting on a plane in just a couple days. I'll be reporting from Iceland. I'll be sending up shots, and I'll be doing audio recording and even some video. So make sure you hang around the Digital Story site and see what's going on. Work on your photo assignment. Heat, send in those grab shots, use your camera, and let's keep things going. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.